Friends, do you find yourself complaining a lot lately? Do you find yourself one of the bitter ones and the angry ones? So as Christians, we need to be set apart. And we don't have to be part of the tide of negativity and speaking fear and destruction and hopelessness. We need to be set aside and speaking love and speaking hope. And trusting in the unseen God and his promises that he's laid out before us. So as I mentioned in the previous little podcast that I sent, that we can choose not to get too involved and caught up in all the negative messages that are going around on social media and WhatsApp groups, etc. We can distance ourselves. Yes, we need to know the truth. We need to keep up to date with the news. But I want to encourage you to please to speak love and to speak positivity and trust in our government. I know it's hard, but we need to understand that God has appointed the leadership in this country, as sometimes it doesn't look like a good thing. Sometimes we can say, well, that's a bad choice, but we've got to understand that God has a bigger plan and a bigger purpose that we cannot even see. His thoughts are so far removed from ours, and his ways are so far removed from ours, that we have to trust, even if it looks like a bad situation, because his outcome is further down the line. He has a bigger plan and a bigger purpose than we can even imagine. And it's always for our good and for the furtherance of his kingdom. We need to always trust that. Trust in the unseen. And not in the seen things, and to just understand that God has a plan. We need to really trust that, especially as a Christian. We cannot go around speaking negativity all the time. We need to put our hope in the Lord. And what are you doing? Are you complaining or are you praying? And if you are praying, I've also stepped into this mistake myself. I've prayed and I've spoken negatively quite soon after that. I've made a choice not to do that. I want to try and change. As hard as it is, friends, we need to be praying and not complaining. We need to get down on our knees and ask the living God to save this country, to save our people, to heal, to bring restoration, physical healing, but most importantly, friends, spiritual healing. That is what the Lord sees. That's what the Lord wants. That is his kingdom. It's for a spiritual eternity. Not just the physical that we can see. We need to keep our eyes on his kingdom and the hope that we have in him and building that up. Not speaking it down, not breaking it down with our words, especially as Christians. So get on your knees and call out to the Lord. Have you brought this country before the foot of the cross? Have you done that? Have you got on your knees and prayed for this land and for our president and for his advisors? Because if you haven't, I encourage you to do that first before you speak against what is happening here. Have you called on the name of the God Almighty to help our land? I just want to read a little bit from Psalm 5, just from verse 1. Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. Friends, have you done that? Have you called on the Lord's name? Heavenly Father, we are ashamed that we speak negatively in this country, and we just pray for your forgiveness. Lord, we ask for your mercy, for your healing hand here physically, that you'd feed our people, that you'd speak wisdom into the hearts of our government and the leaders, those who make decisions, and our president. Please, Lord, have mercy upon us. And we just pray for revival in this land, for physical healing, for spiritual healing. Have mercy on us. Help us to speak love and to pray and call on your name. For with you and you alone is hope, eternal hope. Everything for your kingdom and for your glory, we ask it. With thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name. Amen.